Hello, we are learning preface to the wisdom of Kabbalah, item 73. Be found on KabbalahMedia.info. Preface to the wisdom of Kabbalah, item 73. Shall I read, Rav? Item 73. First, we shall clarify the 10 sefirot of katnut of Nikudim. You already know that following the expansion of Sagovak, it underwent the clash of surrounding light and inner light on its screen, which gradually refined it. The levels that emerged as it refined are called Nekudot of Sag, and they descended below Tabur of Ak and mingled with phase 4 there after it completed its refinement of all the coarseness of the guf in the screen and remained with only coarseness of the Rosh. It is considered to have ascended to the Rosh of Sag, where it received a new coupling on the measure of coarseness that remained in the records in the screen, as has been explained above in item 35. Again, item 73. First, we shall clarify the 10 sefirot of katnut of Nikudim. You already know that following the expansion of Sagovak, it underwent the clash of surrounding light and inner light on its screen, which gradually refined it. The levels that emerged as it refined are called Nekudot of Sag, and they descended below Tabur of Ak and mingled with phase 4 there. After it completed its refinement of all the coarseness of the guf in the screen and remained with only coarseness of the Rosh, it is considered to have ascended to the Rosh of Sag, where it received a new coupling on the measure of coarseness that remained in the records in the screen, as has been explained above in item 35.
זה ברור?
Is that clear?
כן.
רב, מה זה אביות דרוש?
What is אביות דרוש?
Aviyut, coarseness. You have coarseness of the Rosh and coarseness of the Guf. Coarseness of Rosh is in potential, and if the Guf is in practice.
After it's purified, where is Aviyut of Rosh? It's already softened the Partsuf of Sag.
After the Partsuf was refined, the coarseness remains in the Rosh. And later, through the coupling and striking, when the new light arrives, it descends from the Rosh to the Guf.
And this is in the next Partsuf.
Yes.
Rav, that was the question. What's the difference between a view of Guf and a view of Rosh? But you already answered.
Okay.
If the Nekudot of Sag went below Tabur of Ak, then why did they need to be purified later on?
Again?
He says that the Nekudot of Sag went below Tabur of Ak, and then they were purified on the degree, meaning every point went down and then needed to be purified to rise back up again. But why? If it was already able to go below the Tabur and to reach vessels of reception, then why did you need to rise?
What are we learning that obligates us to be refined and go up?
They couldn't intend for bestowal.
Are there others who think this way?
מתחת לטאבור הם נפגשו עם רצונות באביות יותר גבוהה.
Below the Tabor, they met with a greater coarseness. They merged with Dalet. And then it was no longer pure. It wasn't pure bestowal. There needed to be some kind of sorting there.
Okay.
The light can't expand above, so it came out and was purified. Okay, let's read item 74.
Samech Bet.
74.
Samech Bet. Ve'ainyan hu.
Sorry,
62.
The thing is that during the emergence of Partsuf of Sag, it ended entirely above the Tabur of the inner Ak, as has been explained concerning Partsuf Ab of Ak. They could not expand from the Tabur down, since the governance of phase 4 of inner Ak begins there, in its 10th Sefirot of Siyum, and there is nothing of phase 4 whatsoever in the Partsufim, Ab, and Sag. Yet, when the Nekudot of Sag of Ak began to emerge, after the screen of Sag, which is phase 2 of coarseness, has been refined through the clash of surrounding light in it, and came to phase 2 of clothing and phase 1 of coarseness, the Ta'amim of Sag departed. Then the level of Nekudot emerged on the coarseness that remained in the screen in Vak without a Rosh. This is so because the 10 Sefirot that emerge on phase 1 of coarseness are the level of Zeranpin, lacking Gar. Also, there is no phase of Bina at the male level, which is phase 2 of clothing, but only nearly that, which is considered Vak of Bina. Hence, this level of Nekudot of Sag has equalized its form with the 10 Sefirot of Siyum below the Tabur of Vak, considered Vak without a Rosh too. It is known that equivalence of form unites the spirituals into one. Hence, this level descended below the Tabur of Ak and mingled there with Zon of Ak, where they were as one, since they are of equal level.
Is that clear or not?
We
hear, but it's not so clear.
The
question isn't on the descent of Nekudot of Sag below the Tabur. The question is why these Nekudot of Sag have been purified and went above. That's the question. What makes them be purified? Like the friend said, they already came to the Siyum of Raglei Ak. Great, why not stay there? Why do they need to be purified and continue?
There's a process that raises them back up.
What process if there is no bitush there?
You're asking about something else. Are we on 62?
At the end of 62, it finishes by writing that the Nekudot of Sag reached the Siyum of Raglei Ak, and there they were mingled with the desires that were there.
Okay.
But the friend wasn't asking about that. He asked why they go and rise later on.
Because all the parts of him are like that. They expand and then they get refined, expand and refined.
אני חושב שהבלבול אצלנו זה אנחנו למדנו שיש
the confusion here, we learned that the purification is a result of the ביטוש.
נראה שבמקום הזה
And it seems that at this place, that below the tabur there is no bitush.
Correct.
So why should there be purification? Is the kichut?
It's the order of the elicitation of the partsufim. It's the order of the elicitation of the partsufim. Each partsuf after is filled with the light in order to bestow. It must be refined. Because by that it doesn't bring itself to wholeness, it doesn't continue. If you make yourself a self and an end point, then your action is not complete.
If the partsuf comes to the end of regulay ak,
even not to see, even galta reached all the way to the siyum. Nekudot of Sag also reached the siyum. So what?
That's
part of the natural process through which all the partsufim emerge, and that's it. At the end, there's always a purification. That's what I'm hearing.
Yes, in the end, it always gets refined.
Tov. אז אתם שוב רוצים לקרוא סמך בית או לא?
You want to read 62 again or not? Yes.
והעניין הוא כי בעת יציאת פרצוף
The thing is that during the emergence of פרצוף סאג, it ended entirely above the taboo of the inner אק, as it has been explained.
כי לא יכלו להתפשט מטאבו למטה.
Since they could not expand from Tabu down, why? Because there the governance of phase 4 of the inner Ak begins there. And it's 10 Sfirot of Siyum. And there is nothing of phase 4 whatsoever in the Partsufim Ab and Sag. Yet when the Nekudot of Sag of Ak began to emerge after the Yet when the Nekudot of Sag of Ak began to emerge, after the screen of Sag, which is phase two of coarseness, has been refined through the clash of surrounding light in it, and came to phase two of clothing and phase one of coarseness, Bet Aleph, 2/1, the ta'amim of Sag departed. Then the level of Nekudot emerged on the coarseness that remained in the screen. In Vak, without a Rosh. Meaning there's no more Rishimot, no more records of the line of Chokmah. That's called Vak without a Rosh. This is because the 10 sefirot that emerge on phase 1 of coarseness are on the level of Zer Anpin, lacking Gar. Also, there is no phase of Bina at the male level, which is phase 2 of clothing, but only nearly that, which is considered Vak of Bina. Hence, this level of Nekudot of Sag has equalized its form with the 10 Sfirot of Siyum below the Tabur of Ak, considered also Vak without a Rosh. It is known that equivalence of form unites the spiritual into one. Hence, this level descended below the Tabu of Ak and mingled there with Zon of Ak, where they were as one, since they are of this of equal level.
No.
לברר את השימוש במושגים באות עין ג' כשהוא דיבר על
Scrutinize how he uses these terms in 73 where he spoke about the purification of Sag, he spoke about the screen which is about the tabur.
לא על הנקודות, הנקודות זה התוצאה של
Your refinement is always a screen.
Not on the nekudot are the result of the purification, isn't it? I'm asking how the nekudot of Sag are purified.
No, the degree is refined.
which is above the tabur and partsuf of sad.
Above the tabur, it could be below the tabur.
But
what happens there is a result of tzimtzum bet. It's not purification, right? It's not refinement. It's something else, yes?
Yes, yes.
Okay, thank you.
אפשר שאלה כללית על הציור הזה?
No, no.
כל המטרה היא שאור החוכמה ימלא את כל הכלי. כן?
The whole goal is that the light will fulfill the entire כלי, right?
אז כל הפעולות האלה ש...
It's desirable eventually.
So these actions that we read about, the goal is to reach the end. So he does all kinds of processes that at this point it's difficult to comprehend in sensation. He calls it nekudot, vak without a rosh, and so on. But the end goal is that the kli that's is refined to receive the light of chokhmah.
No, not down to the sium. Even below the tabur they can receive the light of chokhmah.
Exactly, but at the end, the gemar tikkun, all the light will fill.
Correct.
Rav, lama esos sfirot de siyum hem gam vak bli rosh?
Why are 10 sfirot of siyum also vak of rosh?
Because they are not able to receive more than vak.
But on all fourth phase, they did restriction, and these are vessels that were done with intention to bestow.
Vak without a rosh is the light of chasadim, is the lack of coarseness of the light of chokhmah in the screen.
But the vessels below tabur, upon them is all the reception of the light. That's where the zifukim were done, on these vessels.
Where do you see the receiving of the light?
Above tabur.
No, no, we didn't learn it. It's going to be further down in the corrections of the Partsufim of Bia. You like to add things that we didn't learn yet. That's why it doesn't work.
Question about Nekudot of Sag. There's the Partsuf of Guf that after the Bitush starts being refined, and then the Partsuf of Nekudot of Sag is created that goes down below.
Yes.
So the question is about these Nekudot of Sag. Let's say we take one point. There's a Rosh, that there is a Zivug on it, and then it's purified below.
In Nekudot of Sag?
Yeah, in every Nekudah, in every Oviyut, in each one of them?
Yes.
So, in the Rosh of one of the points of Sag, is there the light of Chokhmah in this Zivug? It's a direct light.
An illumination of Chokhmah has to be there.
So if there is a light in a Zivug of Rosh, a direct light, that's with Chokhmah, so there is a root of Chokhmah here, so how can it go below? I thought it has to be refined.
What do you mean, clean?
Bet of bet, when it's refined, it can go below Tabor.
Yes.
But if you say that in the Rosh of Nekudot of Sag, there is some illumination of Chokhmah.
But the Rosh is above it.
למעלה מטאבור בעצם.
כן.
אוקיי. עוד שאלה.
על הטאבור.
עדיין על הראש דסאג. דנקודות.
Another question about the rosh of nekudot of sag. Usually in the parzufim we learn that the light of the parzuf comes the chazeh of the upper.
From the mouth of the upper one. The rosh of the next parzuf comes from the mouth of the upper one. The peh.
I recall that the peh of Sag, for example, is actually in Chazeh of Ab.
Peh of Sag
is in Chazeh of Ab.
Yeah, but where does it start from? The peh of Ak.
Now, my question is, light that comes to the points of Sag, where does it come from?
From Ensof, all the lights. What are you trying to ask?
What's Ensof of Nekudot of Sag?
אני לא מבין מה כבודו שואל.
אוקיי, אינסוף
של... I don't understand what is, what you're asking.
The אינסוף of פרצוף סאג is אק.
It begins from the pit of ראש of אק and below.
What's the אינסוף of the פרצוף of נקודות of סאג?
All the light that's above it.
From Sag, from where he is?
No, how do you depict such things?
I don't know how to depict it.
Where does Sag receive all the light? From Ab.
Pe
of Rosh of Ab is the beginning of Parzuf of Sag. What are you asking about it?
The Nekudot of Sag also receive from Pe of Rosh of Ab?
Yes.
Okay.
What do you mean yes? What are you trying to clarify here?
I'd like to clarify because it needs to be the light without the light of Chochmah.
So
that it can go down below, but you explained that it has to be a Zivug, and the Zivug of Nekudot of Sag, they purify the light so that it can go below.
I don't understand your style, the way you speak about it. Maybe I'll have to start drawing again.
Okay, maybe in a different place. About the question that Eyal also asked. The descent below and the purification. So if the first point of Sag made a Zivug and went below, what Bitush was there, the additional light that made the process move forward, what made the process reach its next point of Nekudot of Sag?
How the Nekudot of Sag got refined?
Yes, the first time it was from Bitush of Or Pnimin or Mekif in the ending of the expansion of Sag in every single degree. What causes this process?
The same when the clash took place on the first degree, the additional degrees joined it and got refined all the way until the end, from Tabo to Pe.
So the discernment of Bitush of the Siyum of Itpashut of Sag is what causes all the Nekudot to be purified.
Yes, you can say that the first coupling and the first decision is for the entire Partsuf, is the refinement of the entire Partsuf.
Kasha. Ken.
The whole essence of the Nekudot is the departure of the light.
Right.
Thing is, there's so many actions that they cause this departure of the light. Tzimtzum Bet, the second restriction, and all the worlds.
Because the Nekudot is the main thing, it's the meeting point between the Creator and the created being.
More than the flavors?
Yes, more than the flavor, the tamim. The tamim is when the light comes from above, fills all the vessels, makes all the preparations, patsufim, worlds. But nekudot, when the vessels of the lower one are gradually revealed from below up, he goes to attain the upper one and he equalizes with it. That's why nekudot are more important. Nekudot are the vessels.
What? Ken.
Mi Mark 22 shoalim, mayim hakochot sheyesh b'masach?
From Mark 22, they're asking what are the forces that exist in the screen, in the masach.
B'masach yesh lanu koach ha-mishicha.
In the screen, you have the force of attraction and the force of repulsion, and then the force of the clashing, the bitush, and these forces combine and connect with one another, and they bring us the action of the screen in total.
Kabi 12, he says, I get lost when we study Pticha. I don't understand anything. I can't follow anything.
Okay, it's not too bad. Just listen.
He's asking, what should I do during the lesson?
Sit and listen. Sit and listen. You too need to sit and listen and not ask all the time.
Kiev 1.
Да, дорогой Рав, тут написано, что подобие по форме сближает духовные объекты, и поэтому спустился на куда-то десак под табур деак и смешался там с зон.
Since you're coming closer in qualities, forms spiritual objects, and that's why it mingled there with the zone. Why does this mingling happen? How does it happen between the qualities of reception and the qualities of bestowal?
I didn't understand. It was Russian and Hebrew.
No. Тут написано, что подобие по форме сближает духовные объекты, и да. Поэтому спускается никуда десак под табур деак и смешивается с зон.
Ну.
У меня вопрос, как смешиваются вот эти свойства отдачи и получения под табуром?
Никудот десак.
Никудот of sag descend below the табу.
Это сферот.
And they fill the sefirot, the vessels that are below the tabu. What's the question on that?
Ну как может смешаться свойство отдачи и свойство получения? Они же разные совершенно. Как они могут смешаться?
Where do you have it? I don't understand what you're saying.
Ну, сак, это же бина, она спускается под табур, там, где Малхут находится. Как они могут смешаться?
Сак бина, юредет лита, лиматами табур.
Сак бина descends below the табур in order to fill the vessels that are below the табу. What is the question? How can сак go below the табу?
Да, и как она может смешаться? Тут написано, что смешиваются свойства. Сак и зон.
Can.
Как они могут смешаться, если они разные? Одно в отдаче, другое получение.
Эн бенеем шум эвдель.
There's no difference between them.
Бекамут ובייחוד.
In the quality and quantity where they're equal, they can be mingled between one another and receive together the upper light as much as they can. Yes.
תמיד שיש זיווג דקה בראש.
Whenever there's a coupling and striking in the rosh, that's where all the calculations take place. And then when it expands down below, it's in practice. When there was a calculation in all the rashim, the multiples of rosh and nekudot of sag, is it clear that there's going to be a second restriction and they have to create the restriction accordingly, or second restriction happens later somehow?
Tzimtzum Bet happens afterwards, after the Partsuf of Sag is purified.
Midgalim Nekudot de Sag.
And the Nekudot of Sag are revealed, and the Partsuf of Sag begins to expand below. Then you begin to reveal the vessels which are drawn until the parsa. And then they become. Then the tzimtzum bet takes place in them afterwards.
When there was a calculation in the rosh of the nekudot of sag, there wasn't the knowledge of the vessels you had to work with that you have to restrict.
And where would you know it?
Sag expands. It should know what's happening.
No.
In Rosh of Sag,
in Rosh of Sag, you have vessels upon which you can do the zivug of Aka'ah and expand in them with the light as much as it can expand until you calculate it in your mind.
So who made the decision to have the second restriction?
The Tzimtzum Bet was done as a result of the lowering of the Nekudot of Sag below the Tabur.
Who made the second restriction?
Sag.
Rosh de Sag, achre she...
So Rosh of Sag, after Nekudot of Sag got refined.
Yes.
New York Arba.
Rav,
we learned that Bina is phase two, but here at the end of item 62, Bala Sulam says there's no phase of Bina at phase two. So the question is, what happens to Bina here that she's not exactly phase two anymore?
Bina Bet, the second phase is Bina, that is specifically Bina.
Okay, but here it says...
We always have such talk that Rosh of Zer'anpin is Bina, and that is why, where is the Tzimtzum here exactly, that it works on Rosh of Zer'anpin, already on Bina, Zat of Bina, Rosh of Zer'anpin. These are things that aren't yet scrutinized enough because here we're not yet working with them with those same discernments.
Maybe a simple first discernment here is what is Vak? What is happening to Vina here?
Vak ze Vav Ktzavot.
Vak are the six ends. These are six vessels that are not intended to receive Gar of Chokhmah, but only Vak, meaning a small illumination from Chokhmah.
So why does... What happens that Bina needs to split here?
Well, take an example from a woman. On the one hand, she's a woman towards her husband. On the other hand, it's a mother towards her children. And then she has two roles, this and that. And Bina is the same. On the one hand, it belongs to Chokhmah.
Right.
And on the other hand, it's Rosh of Zer'anpin. That's how it is. Go on. Tel Aviv 4.
To continue the scrutiny of the friends about the refinement of Nekudot of Sag, the Partsuf itself. In the Partsufim of Ak, the refinement happens through the clash of surrounding light and inner light. How does the Nekudot of Sag get refined?
How is the Partsuf of Nekudot of Sag purified?
Yes.
What's the question? Why can't it be purified? Does it have something from the illumination of Chokhmah?
No, the Partsuf of Nekudot of Sag descends from Rosh of Sag, from above the Tabu, and manages to descend below the Tabu of Ak. After that, it gets refined and it rises back up again to a coupling in the Rosh of Sag. What makes it go back up to this zivug, to this coupling? What makes it get refined in this way?
The light in it belongs to a degree which is above it.
Bitush.
And that is why the bitush that there is here between the lights and vessels. It awakens the parzuf to be purified.
So there's a bitush in the parzuf of Nekudot of Sag below the tabu.
Yes.
Hadera tu.
Boker tov, Rav, toda.
You said that Nekudot is the meeting point between the Creator and the created being, more than the Teamim. Meaning the connection between Creator and created being is the Nekudot. Can you increase the resolution on this matter? It sounds important, this definition. Just increase the resolution on this meeting point. You said Nekudot is the meeting point between the Creator and created being. That's the place. Very important.
Okay, we'll scrutinize this.
Question about the equivalence of form between Nekudot of Sag and Zon of Ak. When we learned about Zon of Ak, when we learned about this Pertzuf, we said that this Vak without Osh, because it has an illumination of Hasadim. There's also an illumination of Chokhmah, because you can have it differently, otherwise there'll be a shattering in the light. Now we're talking about Nekudot of Sag, which are pure chasadim. But there is also some illumination of chokhmah because it's vak, there's an equivalence of form. What do Nekudot of Sag add to that form? Because their common base is the same form. So what is the same and what do they add to Zon of Ak?
The Nekudot of Sag add to Zon of Ak the degree. They complete. They don't add, they complete, is better to say. Then what happens to them is that they finish all of this coming closer between Galgalta Absag to the empty vessels which are revealed below the tabor. You need to understand that the main things of the vessels that's revealed are below the tabor. That's where the worlds of Bia are. That's where the main corrections are.
Nekudot of Sag fill the same kelim? Or is it something else? Is it the same vessels?
The same vessels. You have no other vessels.
We just read item 62.
We
were in 73.
First, we shall clarify the 10 sefirot of Katnut of Nikudim. Yes, Aaron.
You already know that following the expansion of Sag of Ak, it underwent the clash of surrounding light and inner light on its screen, which gradually refined it. The levels that emerged as it refined are called Nekudot of Sag. And they descend below the Tabu of Ak and mingled with phase 4 there. After it completed its refinement of all the coarseness of the goof in the screen and remained with only coarseness of the Rosh, it is considered to have ascended to the Rosh of Sag, where it received a new coupling on the measure of coarseness that remained in the records in the screen, as has been explained above in item 35.
Questions about that?
בכל זאת תקרא שוב.
שוב עין גימל.
Read again, please.
Again, 73. First, we shall clarify the 10 sefirot of Katnut of Nekudim. You already know that following the expansion of Sag of Ak, it underwent the clash of surrounding light and inner light on its screen, which gradually refined it. The levels that emerged as it refined are called Nekudot of Sag. And they descended below Tabur of Ak and mingled with phase four there. After it completed its refinement of all the coarseness of the goof in the screen and remained with only the coarseness of the Rosh, it is considered to have ascended to the Rosh of Sag, where it received a new coupling on the measure of coarseness that remained in the records in the screen, as has been explained above.
That clear? What?
Nekudot de Sag ze kama partsufim.
Nekudot of Sag is several partsufim, right? Several degrees, as he writes. So, how come the second restriction is one for all? Why isn't there a gradation there as well?
On all the Nekudot of Sag, there's a second restriction.
But it's in one place, Bina of Guf. Why is it in Bina of Guf, not in each degree as Sag is getting purified, getting refined? We can restrict the expansion of each Partsuf under the Tabu. How come they all end in the Parsa?
They can't go below the Parsa.
There isn't any light that can go below the Parsa?
No, it's not the light, it's a matter of the vessels.
So the most refined degree in Sag cannot go below the Parsa?
No, because it's all Sag.
What do you mean?
It's all Nekudot of Sag. And it still belongs to Gar.
Meaning there's still light of Chokmah? So what does it mean that it's refined and that when Sag is refined completely,
when it's completely refined and he doesn't have it?
Right, so in that degree before, there shouldn't be there any light of Chokmah. It comes to Bet Aleph.
It doesn't matter. It still belongs to the Koma where there is a light there.
How did the descent of Nekudot of Sag below the Tabu influence the refinement process?
Again,
how did the descent of Nekudot of Sag below the Tabu influence the refinement of the screen? He's seemingly describing it in two parallel processes. He says, after they went below the Tabor of Ak and mingled with the fourth phase, and after they finished refining of all the coarsement of the goof, the screen continues to get refined regardless of the Nekudot of Sag that went down below the Tabor. What is this process that happens in parallel?
Because there are two forces here, that each one does his action.
And there isn't a mutual influence between the two?
Not for the time being.
I'll
ask again what the friends asked in various forms. How does the process of refinement or the clash of surrounding light and inner light, does it happen in the Partsuf of Nekudot of Sag?
In
the Partsuf Nekudot of Sag, we only have Hizdakhut of the Partsuf. We have Ta'amim, Nekudot, Tagin, and Otiyot. So the Partsufim of Nekudot are always the Partsufim which are purified and rise back up again to their root in the Rosh of the Partsuf.
Right. And then comes the Partsuf that can go below the Tabur.
This didn't come, this is after the calculations. in many actions.
Then it descends below the tabur, and the second restriction takes place on it.
Yes.
The question is, in this process of the second restriction, there's also a similar process to the refinement that happens above the tabur.
You understand what you're talking about.
Above the tabu, there's a screen that continues to be refined.
Yes.
Are the reshimot that go down below the tabu and get restricted in the second restriction?
Yes.
Do they also undergo a similar process called refinement?
No, in the Rishima there cannot be this purification. The Rishima is a Rishima, it's information, it's data. If the Rishima connects to the screen in a certain partsuf, there all kinds of processes happen. Okay.
אני רואה ש... כן.
אפשר עוד שאלה? Okay, I see, yes.
Another general question about coarseness.
זה לא כל כך ברור מה זה האביות וההתלבשות.
Not so clear what is the coarseness and clothing that we say, בתאלף, בתגימל. Coarseness is the desire, the demand, is like the will to receive, that wants to receive the light. And the clothing is with the light that's actually passing through. And then he makes a calculation, how much he can receive, how much he can... When he finishes the calculation of the coarseness and the light, then the light expands there. He concluded this calculation, the light finished, it cannot expand anymore, then the refinement begins. That's correct.
Yes. Correct.
כן.
חלק מה שמאוד יפה במה שאנחנו לומדים עכשיו זה שדווקא בזמן ההסתלקות של האור מתגלה מקום חדש.
Specifically during the departure of the light, a new place is revealed. Is there an example from nature you can give that when the light departs, the taste, the flavor depart, and suddenly a new desire opens up, a new creation appears? Is there an example for it?
Yes, I think we see many such things in nature. That the rotting of the wheat brings to new wheat. Nothing ends. It repeats itself every time more and more. These are like incarnations.
He also writes at the bottom of the item, after the refinement and the light ends, there's another zivug. What happens in this zivug? There's another expansion?
Expansion on a lower degree than before.
That's
what begets the next partsuf, seemingly?
Yes.
How the Rosh of Sag received the impression from the Nekudot of Sag? What brings it back up so it can make the next zivug?
It raises its masach with the reshimot of the guf. It raises them to Rosh, and in Rosh they are become a new zivug on the reshimot.
So the screen of guf during the refinement feels what's happening below the tabur, and it carries its new discernments up.
Yes, yes.
תודה רב. חבר שואל על נקודות דסק שממשיכים תהליך של
נקודות דסק that continue the process of refinement. When does the refinement end and the vessel is filled with light?
In the final correction.
כן.
That's it. Yes.
גם שאלה כללית רב, אנחנו לומדים תורה
ובפרט. We are learning Torah. Especially tests, study of 10 Sefirot, and I feel like we're up in the air, swimming in a sea of light, but it doesn't, it can't clothe in us. Wherever you try to grasp the light, it's like water. How do we attain here the coarseness that would allow me to be a part of this system?
Need to enter with all of the Rosh inside. In preface, to go over it a few times back and forth. And then you will begin to be connected to it and understand how it works.
For the time being, it's like I'm there, but it ignores me.
Yes, I understand you. I feel what's happening.
Рав, правильно ли думать, что вот Гальгальта, вот кроме Рош Гальгальта, это только Малхут мира, Малхут мира бесконечности, уровень, ну, желания.
И все, что correct to say that other than Rosh of Galgalta, it's only the world of itself.
Нового желания же не создано, это одно и то же желание.
And everything that happens is an attempt to fill Malchut of itself, and every new desire is the same desire.
Попытка это наполнить. В одном и том же месте
they expand based on the previous experience, constantly trying to fill the same place, the same desires.
Okay.
No.
Well,
Sheila Echad.
One question.
Lama, lifne kol aliyat.
How come before every new ascent, new degree, the lower degree has to be refined in zivuk deaka, meaning the clash of surrounding and inner lights, and the lower one rises to the upper ones and becomes like it?
You must rise to the upper one to be like him and to do there a new zivuk of aka'a, and that's why he has to be purified and to give to the upper one all of the reshimot that remain.
No.
That's it. Well.
No, tamshich, ma ata rotze?
Go on, continue. What do you want?
Why the refinement of the screen to the attitude of the Patsuf causes coupling and striking on the corrected screen in the vessel of Malchut?
Because there is first a decision to continue in the Atzilut of the Partzufim, and then the purification of the Masach to the Atzilut of the Partzuf.
Ken Shai.
Yes, Shai.
General question. We learned about Tanta. Now, example. Nekudot of Sag, there are so many things happening in the Nekudot. It brings about so many sub-actions. Where are the otiyot? The letters. We don't speak about the letters at all, the otiyot.
In Zohar a little more, in Tess a little less, but the letters are not really spoken of. Because it's already the vessels. We're speaking more about the degrees of light that are working on the vessels. There are many things they didn't write. We see that there are still things that are missing here. But when we begin to delve in even more, then I think we begin to identify these actions, these results, and then we complete it.
Otiot, if I can use words that we understand, otiot, a letter is like an impression from the Nekudot, something that remains as a memory from the Nekudot. Yes. So, can you say that the test is the study of the act itself that happened? And later, Kabbalists write about the letters, the otiyot, as an impression from the actions that the study of tests describes.
Yes. Okay. You're already tired, confused.
Yes.
Yes, we have some news. Let's hear info.
Go ahead, please.
Good morning, Rav. Good morning, Chavarim. We are very excited for the upcoming Asian Congress. Everything is attained by the power of the prayer that will be on July 1st. In 4 weeks' time, and we wanted to share how we are preparing for it already. We have 5 mirror congresses in Europe to which you are all invited. It will be in Germany, in Bulgaria, Czech Republic, Poland, and Latvia. And the German CLI is very excited to welcome all the friends for a mirror congress in a beautiful place in the center of Germany. It's in the marvelous woods of Germany. It's a perfect place for spiritual warriors who fight for the Creator and serve the creation. We are ready to host up to 200 friends, and we are ready to welcome you and together to reach the true prayer, all as one to serve the world clearly and bring contentment to the Creator together. So welcome, and please, Vladimir, to you.
Yes, friends, thank you, Joachim, for your word. Friends, this is an incredible opportunity to connect. We are learning that our only change is to advance, to reach our goal, is to make the right request, the right pray to the Creator. And now we have been given the opportunity to have the whole convention as one big prayer. This is an opportunity, we cannot miss it. In Czechoslovakia, we will meet physically, welcome many our new students, our new BB friends. In short, whoever has the opportunity to meet physically with your group or your 10, that's great. But we can all meet together in our virtual home, join together and rise up together the strongest prayer to please Creator and ask Him to make connection between us. See you on Congress, friends. And now I pass word to Andon.
Thank you. Thank you, dear Vladimir. And hello, dear friends. We too are very happy to announce that we will also organize a mirror congress in Bulgaria. The congress will be held in the well-known place in Borovets, where the last mayor European congress took place. We will soon send detailed information about the opportunities to participate. We are very grateful, friends, that we can join this strong desire to meet physically and enjoy the Creator. Only together we will succeed. And pass the word to Karian Lechaim.
Thank you to the friends from Europe. Our schedule for today, 10 a.m., the program An Inside Look with Rav will be broadcast, and at noon, the afternoon lesson, and a song.
My dear friend, please take my hand and lead the way, and we'll rise and step together every day. With your help, I'll finally break this heavy heart of stone. I can do this on my own, without you I feel alone.
В твоем сердце есть особая черта, на любви к другому строится она. И зовет меня раскрыть ее в тебе, мой друг. Пробудить отдачи дух, насладить весь мир вокруг.
Боу-э-ка-ма-то,
нишма. El amor de nuestra unión calentará los corazones de toda la humanidad. Gracias a la fuerza de nuestra plegaria.